For more than 30 years, Dr. Stephen Ball has been a familiar and reliable presence in Milton, guiding pet owners through the joys and challenges of animal care. His lifelong commitment to the field has been recognized with the Golden Life Membership Award from the Ontario Veterinary Medical Association, a milestone that reflects his enduring passion for veterinary medicine. The award is a nice pat on the back, but really, it's about the work that we've done at Brookville to help people, he said. As he reflects on the honor, Dr. Ball sees himself as a bridge from the older generation to the younger ones, a role that gives him a unique perspective on how the field has evolved over time. When I started, there was no internet, no cell phones, no referral or emergency clinics, he recalled. The field has changed dramatically in terms of technology and specialization, and I'm just part of that ongoing continuum. For him, veterinary medicine isn't just a job, it's an identity. It becomes a part of who you are, he said. I think it would be difficult to step away. His path to veterinary medicine began with an early introduction to the field through the books of James Herriot, the English veterinarian whose stories of farm practice in northern England sparked his interest. Inspired by Herriot's work, he pursued his academic journey, first at the University of Toronto, then McGill University, and ultimately at the Ontario Veterinary College, where he earned his Doctor of Veterinary Medicine in 1982. After gaining experience in Sault Ste. Marie, Dr. Ball returned to Milton and eventually purchased the Brookville Veterinary Clinic in 1991, where he has been serving the community ever since. While Dr. Ball has worked with everything from cougars to buffalo, and now with pets, it's not the exotic cases that stand out most, but the relationships. I find the relationship with the owners are the things that really make the difference to me. People who are very committed to their animals and have a lot of emotional investment in their animals, he said. He acknowledges the challenges pet owners face today, particularly when it comes to navigating the overwhelming amount of often conflicting information online. It's very difficult for the average pet owner to know what's real and what's not real, the Milton resident said. So we try to just help them through that and give them a good science-based opinion of what and how they should proceed. After decades of care, he still finds excitement in the ever-changing nature of the job, while mentoring and supporting younger veterinarians. Dr. Ball has one key piece of advice for those considering following in his footsteps: be ready to commit. It's not a 9-to-5 job, it's a career, a calling, he said. If you're just looking for a job, it's probably not for you. You need to be able to dedicate your time and your, well, everything to the profession. Even as veterinary practices increasingly shift toward corporate ownership, though Brookville remains an independent practice, Dr. Ball remains firm in his belief that the heart of the profession is still the human-animal connection. There's a misconception that it's all about the money, and I don't really think that's true, he said. And while he may not seek the spotlight, this latest recognition proves that his dedication to veterinary medicine is truly golden.